Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Book of Alchemy, A Creative Practice for an Inspired Life by Suleika Jawad, presents creativity as a daily discipline rather than a rare talent. Known for her work at the intersection of storytelling, illness, resilience, and meaning-making, Jawad frames creative practice as a way to metabolize experience and transform it into insight, connection, and momentum. The book encourages readers to treat imagination like a muscle that strengthens with regular use, especially during uncertainty, grief, transition, or burnout. Instead of positioning art as an achievement aimed at external validation, it emphasizes process, showing up, noticing, recording, and revising a life. Across prompts, reflections, and practice-oriented guidance, the focus stays on building conditions for inspiration, cultivating attention, and turning difficult emotions into generative material without romanticizing pain. The result is a practical and emotionally intelligent guide for anyone who wants to write, make, reflect, or simply feel more alive and present in everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, alchemy as a mindset for transforming experience. At the heart of the book is the idea that creative work can function like alchemy, the transformation of raw material into something with new value. The raw material is not just ideas, but the full range of lived experience, including confusion, longing, failure, and ordinary routine. Rather than waiting for life to become calm or perfect, the creative mindset invites readers to use whatever is happening now as input. This approach reframes obstacles as information and emotional intensity as potential energy. It does not demand that suffering be productive, but it shows how meaning can be made from difficulty through attention and craft. The book encourages a shift from self-judgment to curiosity. What am I feeling, noticing, avoiding, or repeating? And what might it be asking me to learn? Alchemy also implies patience. Transformation often occurs through small, repeated acts such as journaling, sketching, revising, walking, or collecting fragments. By treating creativity as a way of processing reality rather than escaping it, readers gain a reliable tool for navigating change and building a coherent inner narrative. Secondly, building a sustainable creative practice through small rituals. A central message is that inspiration is more dependable when it has a structure to land in. The book highlights practice over performance, offering a way to establish routines that fit real life. Instead of prescribing a single ideal schedule, it emphasizes consistency, gentleness, and adaptability. Readers are encouraged to design rituals that lower the barrier to starting, such as a fixed time window, a dedicated notebook, a short warm-up prompt, or a defined endpoint. This prevents creative work from becoming an all-or-nothing identity test. The practice is framed as cumulative, short sessions, repeated over weeks, build skill, confidence, and momentum. The book also treats rest, solitude, and boredom as ingredients, not indulgences, because they create space for ideas to surface. Attention is given to the emotional friction that blocks practice, including perfectionism, comparison, and fear of wasting time. By normalizing uneven output and emphasizing process goals, the book helps readers keep showing up even when the work feels messy or uninspired, which is often when the most honest material appears. Thirdly, writing and reflection as tools for clarity and self-trust. The book positions writing and reflective creativity as methods for thinking, not just for producing. Journaling, personal essays, letters, and fragment-based drafting become ways to clarify what matters and to make sense of complex emotions. Rather than pushing readers toward polished outcomes immediately, it encourages exploratory drafts that allow contradictions, uncertainty, and unfinished thoughts. This builds self-trust, the belief that insight can be reached by staying with a question long enough. The practice also supports decision-making. When feelings are named and patterns are recorded, choices become less reactive and more intentional. The book underscores that memory is selective and mood-dependent, so written records can act as anchors during periods of doubt. Reflection is also presented as relational. By shaping experience into narrative, readers can communicate more honestly with others and feel less alone in their private struggles. Importantly, this is not simply therapeutic venting. The creative element involves structure, observation, and revision, transforming personal material into something clearer, more humane, and potentially shareable when the reader is ready. Fourthly, working with fear, perfectionism, and the inner critic, another key topic is the psychological resistance that often prevents people from creating. The book treats fear as a predictable companion to meaningful work rather than a signal to stop. It explores how perfectionism can masquerade as standards while actually functioning as avoidance, keeping a person safe from judgment by preventing them from finishing. The guidance emphasizes separating the act of generating from the act of editing. When these stages are mixed, the inner critic dominates and early ideas collapse under scrutiny. Readers are encouraged to make space for imperfect first drafts, rough sketches, and experiments that may never be shown. The book also addresses comparison, especially in an online culture where finished products and curated lives seem constant. By returning attention to private practice and intrinsic motivation, it helps readers reorient toward what they want to explore. Over time, repeated exposure to vulnerability builds creative courage. The book suggests that confidence is often a byproduct of action rather than a prerequisite. Creating becomes a way to practice bravery in small doses, building resilience that extends beyond the page. Lastly, connecting creativity to purpose, community, and an inspired life, the book broadens creativity beyond art making and frames it as a way of living with intention. An inspired life is depicted as one shaped by attention, values, and meaningful connection rather than constant excitement. Creative practice becomes a compass. It reveals themes that keep resurfacing, relationships that nourish or drain, and questions that deserve deeper commitment. The book also recognizes the role of community. While much creative work is solitary, inspiration is often sustained through conversation, mentorship, and shared rituals such as workshops, reading circles, or accountability partnerships. By engaging with others, readers can normalize struggle, exchange feedback, and keep perspective when motivation dips. The book encourages readers to define success in a way that matches their season of life, whether that means completing a project, reclaiming time, processing a transition, or simply noticing beauty again. This topic ties the personal to the practical. Creativity can influence daily choices, work habits, health, and relationships by strengthening the ability to listen inwardly and respond outwardly with more clarity and generosity. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a grounded, humane approach to creativity, aspiring writers and artists, professionals seeking renewal, and anyone navigating transition, grief, illness, burnout, or a loss of direction. It is also a strong fit for people who do not identify as creative, but want a repeatable practice for attention, reflection, and meaning-making. The benefit is not limited to producing pages or projects. A steady creative routine can improve emotional regulation, sharpen observation, and rebuild self-trust by helping you name what you feel and notice what you value. Over time, this supports better decisions, deeper relationships, and a stronger sense of purpose because your life becomes something you actively interpret rather than passively endure. Compared with many creativity books that lean heavily on productivity systems or motivational hype, this one stands out for integrating craft, mindset, and emotional reality. It treats inspiration as something you can cultivate without denying difficulty, and it offers practical ways to start small and stay consistent. For readers who want both encouragement and a workable framework, it is worth buying as a companion for long-term practice. If you would like to support Suleika Jawad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.